Polestar expands reach with Volvo dealership collaboration. Polestar is set to leverage Volvo's dealer network as it shifts its focus towards traditional car dealerships. Starting March 1, Polestar will move away from exclusive digital sales. The strategic move by the Geely-owned EV manufacturer aims to meet its growth objectives. Volvo reduced its ownership stake in Polestar last year, but the two companies will soon collaborate in sales. Michael Loescheller, Polestar's new CEO, revealed at a conference this week that the brand will start using Volvo's dealership network, transitioning away from an online-only sales strategy. Polestar primarily relied on its Polestar spaces and exhibit areas in select Volvo dealerships to provide vehicle information and make initial impressions. However, the actual ordering process is conducted online. Polestar's elevated sales strategy will expand its German presence from 9 to 17 locations, with 5 of the 8 new additions operational by mid-2026. Polestar's retail footprint will expand to 130 from 70 locations in Europe and to 57 from 36 in North America, a company spokesman told Automotive News Europe. Many Polestar vehicles are built on Volvo platforms, and Volvo service centers are equipped to work on Polestar EVs. Polestar delivered approximately 45,000 vehicles globally last year, 44,851 units precisely, down from nearly 53,000 units in 2023. The sales downturn results from both a limited physical retail presence and issues with the product lineup. While the Polestar 2 is showing its age despite updates, the newer Polestar 3 and Polestar 4 only entered the market in 2024. Loescheller reports that early responses to the revised sales strategy across various regions have been exceptionally favorable. In the UK, Polestar's largest individual market, sales experienced a threefold increase in January following the establishment of additional permanent retail locations. General Ford issues second recall for Mustang after first fix fails.